Scott Englund of Fantasy Sports Network here with Travis d'Arnaud of the Mets. Travis, on April 13th in Miami, you had four hits, four RBIs, and a game-winning homer. Do you feel like that game was like really pivotal for you, you know, in terms of getting back on track offensively this season?
I'm not thinking about the results at all. For me, it's about the process. I had six good at-bats that day, and that's what's most important.
In terms of Mets history, though, I know you grew up watching Mike Piazza. That's the first time a Mets catcher had done that in 13 years since Mike. Does that mean anything to you? And, you know, what did you learn from watching Mike growing up?
Yeah, that's a pretty cool stat. Honored to share that with him. And then growing up watching him, I was able to just see somebody just focus on the moment so much. Thrive in big situations and just ultimately have fun with your teammates.
So you're off to a really good start this season. They were talking about on SNY you made some mechanical adjustments that have helped you get off to a good start. You know, what have you done differently in terms of mechanics at the plate so far this season?
Just changed the start of my bat. It helps me control the barrel more and it helps me see the ball longer and ultimately have a shorter swing.
So Glenn Sherlock came in, you know, working with the organization, great catching coaching background. What's it been like working with Glenn, and how much has it helped you?
Oh, it's been awesome. He's there. He's kept me accountable for things I do, things I don't do. He makes sure I work hard every day. He's been awesome, and I'm really glad he's here.
So, Zach Wheeler, another good start yesterday. The velocity's good. Like, he was dialing it up early. What have you been seeing so far from this year that is very encouraging?
Just his demeanor out there. He doesn't let anything get to him. The command of his pitches, it's a plus that his velocity's there. But most importantly, his command has been there.
Matt Harvey's looking good again. But it looks like a little bit of a different Matt. He's in more of a rhythm now. And, he's not quite blowing everybody away. You know, he's really getting guys out. How does Matt look to you? Does he look a little different than maybe he did a few years ago?
No, he looks the same. Same demeanor out there, same person out there. He's just able to command. You know, same thing with Zach. Both of these guys are able to command their fastball and their breaking balls and their changeup, so it makes it easy to mix and match certain sequences and just go out there and have fun.
Last one for you. I know you've played fantasy sports. Not that you know how baseball works, but baseball is very tough in fantasy, but catch is very tough in fantasy baseball, like tight end is. It's very, very scarce and hard to get a good guy like yourself. And people look to you for average and power. When somebody says they've drafted you in fantasy baseball, how do you react to that? Do you take it as a compliment?
Yeah, I say that's awesome, dude. I hope I can get some hits for you. You know, something like that.
Travis, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.